XS.
XS. KN4 VWA.
Steve, how are you?
I think I'm going to start drying out.
Been logged yesterday?
Bad, not bad. So what's up, big guy?
Well, I'm sorry. I meant this morning. You get waterlogged this morning. I'm sorry. My bad. I forgot what time it is.
So what's up today?
Just got done with a quick little service call. Nice older lady over here. Just cleaned her system up real quick. Good running system. And today.
Well, listen. I just got rid of a scam call. I love messing with them. What are you doing Wednesday, boss man?
Don't know, really. I got to check with the missus. I don't think so. Oh, I don't think I got anything going on.
Wednesday?
Probably say yes at this point, but let me just double check the calendar and make sure nothing going on. But it looks good, looks good.
Get over there about 9, something like that, and, get those two things knocked out, and maybe knock out that light.
Which light?
Don't work.
What?
Bingo.
Oh, nuts. Okay. Did you get a new bulb for it, or because I tried the bulb somewhere else.
You did try the bulb, and it did not work?
I did. I went into that bathroom right inside there, and screwed it up into the outlet, and it didn't work.
Did you have a bad bulb?
Possibly.
Okay. All right, well, good enough. Maybe I'll pick up another bulb and see if that'll do the trick.
Okay, because we know we got power there. We checked it.
Get to put it into the socket.
Yes.
Bulb then.
Okay, and then I'll do what I have to do, but okay. But yeah, let's tentatively say yes until I talk to the missus. She's got work this week to do. She's got a dust ruffle to make for one of her clients down in Florida. So she's in the middle of doing that. She's just kind of taking her time after the ordeal from last week.
Assuming she's feeling pretty good again.
Oh yeah, she bounced back pretty darn good, man. I tell you what, she's a trooper and a half. Even a doctor said, right after the operation, she was walking right to the bathroom, you know. So she was, they were pretty amazed at that.
That's great. Well, I'm glad things went well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and we're keeping an eye on what you suggested too, making sure no infection, staph infections, things like that.
When I just don't let her do too much now.
No. She'll do what she can until she starts seeing a little tired. I told her, I said, look, your body just went through a traumatic thing, so it's going to take a little time to recoup and say, what's going on here?
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to go in there and order me a programming cable for this Anytone. And I got to kind of round up a couple of other things. Ooh, goodness gracious. After this past week or two weeks, man, I'm just having a lazy day today.
No, I hear you. I got to find somebody to reprogram a couple of Motorola HTs for me. I've got to get on some of the local repeaters around here. I don't know if I can find the Motorola program to do it myself.
Well, most of the Motorola programs, I think you can get them online, and all you need is a proper programming cable.
I got to check into that. Sometimes you can't get the program. You have to go right to Motorola and get it done.
That Motorola program it?
Yeah, I had a friend of mine down in Florida program them for me. I bought the radio. They're VHF radios. I've got a bunch of ham frequencies in them and, like, 2 work frequencies.
Well, have you ever heard of RT Systems?
I have not.
RT Systems. And, well, matter of fact, I'd go in there to the computer right now. Do you happen to remember the model number?
Oh, they're at home, Steve. I'll let you know. I'll give you a call later or something, or text you.
Just look and see what the model is, and then go online and type or Google search RT Systems. And they're a programming company. So you can get what you need from there. They program just about any kind of radio.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll do. We'll absolutely do. I'm actually pulling onto my street, and I will catch up with you later.
Yeah, I just walked in here to my computer, and I'm going to find that programming cable that I need and go ahead and get it ordered. And a couple of other things I got going, so... Yeah, I just switched off the AT over onto my base. That sound a little better?
Oh, God, yeah. No, you're fine.
Well, listen, get in there and have some fun, and I'll talk to you later. And take care of you, sweetie. 73 is K4 VWA, clear.
All right, Steve, have a good afternoon. KB2HXS. See ya.
4NXY, this is KO4WWZ, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought I heard you call for me a couple hours ago, but I couldn't get to the radio.
I thought I'd let you know my station got hit by lightning.
That ain't good. And that lightning has a tendency to let the smoke out of the equipment, and it's kind of hard to put the smoke back in.
Good news is the amps were not hooked up yet, so they should work just fine.
Well, I don't know what you're using right now, but you're getting into the repeater fine. You're full quieting.
Thank you. I'm out here in the car on the mobile. I just had the handy talkie on in the house, and I've been monitoring it all day.
Well, did you do your bus routes today, or did you have the day off?
Week off, it's spring break for us, unfortunately.
Ain't gonna be long. It's gonna be summertime, and the buses ain't gonna be running at all. So, yeah, it'd be good if you can find something else for a while, at least through the summer. But who knows? You might find something.
I'm definitely going to be looking at mine. That's for sure.
Well. You have a good afternoon. I just wanted to check back in with you. And I'll talk at you a little later. KF4 and XY, I'll be clear on your final.
73 is KO4 WWZ.